Keturah, a maiden of 17 years, had grown weary of the surveillance she and the other girls suffered from the older women. She could not even speak to a young man without a chaperone taking her arm and leading her sharply away. Tura was the daughter of an elder, and so was expected to behave extra cautiously and well, as befitted her status, and as an example to the girls of lesser caste. Tura's father had died, and despite her status, she was put to work, milling the grain and mixing the flour with water and frying the bread. She was taught to spin and weave the fine cloth that the women wore. Life was harder then, and everyone, even the children, had to do their bit, fetching water from the creek. The menfolk herded the goats and once each quarter went hunting with spears for gazelles. And if the hunt was successful, the whole village feasted and celebrated under the full moon, as if they were as free as they had been before the mundane settled life and the growing of grain and the herding of goats. Tura's father had been a great hunter, although he was not always an easy man to know. He had often shirked his responsibilities and gone walkabout in the bush. He was tolerated by the others because of his skill in the hunt, and because he reminded them of the old.